Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1347, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, not only will we have a vocabulary lesson, but we'll also play One Thing in Common. We'll also celebrate Alfred Salmon's birthday, enjoy some pork products, and have a ragged segment. But first, on last week's show, I played Been on the Job Too Long by Wilmer Watts, but ran out of time to tell you about the record. The group was a trio from North Carolina called Wilmer Watts and the Lonely Eagles. They recorded six sides for Paramount in 1927 with Charles Freshour on guitar and Charlie Wilson on steel guitar. In 1929, they returned to the Paramount studios and made 14 more sides, with Paramount 3210 made around October, with Palmer Rhine replacing Wilson on steel guitar. Been on the Job Too Long is apparently a variant of the folk tune Duncan and Brady. Last week, May 6th, marked the birth in 1868 in Berlin, Germany, of composer Alfred Salmon. He studied at the Berlin Conservatory of Music and came to the U.S. in 1894, settling in Chicago where he worked as a musician and music teacher. In 1898, Salmon's first song, Miss Phoebe Johnsing, was published by his cousin, Victor Kramer. In 1902, he was in San Francisco, composing and appearing in vaudeville as a singer, and the following year he was in New York City, where he signed an exclusive contract with Joseph W. Stern and Company. In 1914, he signed with music publisher Joe Morris and stayed with that firm until the end of his career. Salmon wrote popular songs, ballads, and theater and film music, but rarely wrote his own lyrics, his primary collaborator being Arthur J. Lamb. Salmon died November 15, 1937, at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. He's had a couple of birthday segments, but here are three more from Alfred Salmon.
Down in her heart I know she's not so slow for all those eyes. Like the water still, she's very deep. She knows the heap I found. She has that meet me later look, and oh, she knows her book. This little Quaker down in Quaker Town. Old William Penn, please pardon me. One of your sons I want to be. You love your Quakers and I love one too. That's why I'm strong for you. There's a Quaker down in Quaker Town. When I am round, she sighs. But down in her heart I know she's not so slow for all those eyes. Like the water she knows the heat. that meet me later look, and oh, she knows her book, this little Quaker down in Quakertown.
Thank you. sitting by the side of the one I love, while the moon is shining up above. That's what I call heaven. Planning all the things we're gonna do when ships come in and dreams come true. That's what I call heaven. For there is just we two in our little love nest. Happy there a million miles away from the rest. And when I realize that it won't be long, we'll have to learn a cradle song. That's what I call heaven.
Last played in 2008, Ray Starita and his Ambassadors Band with That's What I Call Heaven, with the vocal by Harry Shalson. That's from Columbia 5539, made in London on June 22, 1929. Salmon wrote that along with George Walter Brown and Dale Wimbrough. Before that was a medley by the Victor Military Band titled When It's Orange Blossom Time. The medley ended with the Alfred Salmon tune, My Own Hometown in Ireland. There are words to My Own Hometown, written by Bartley Costello, and you'll hear more from him in January when his birthday rolls around. Before they got to that, the band played When It's Orange Blossom Time in Loveland, Could the Dreams of a Dreamer Come True, To Lou, and Oh You Bundle of Joy, all by Arthur Lang. Edward T. King conducted the band on Victor 35540, made March 10, 1916. We started a little tribute to Alfred Salmon with There's a Quaker Down in Quakertown, with Albert Campbell and Henry Burr singing the David Berg lyrics. Victor recorded that on April 7, 1916, issued as catalog number 18034. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Back when I was working for Guided Discoveries, as part of the emergency action plan for our campuses on Catalina Island, along with several other staff, I secured a technician class amateur radio license, commonly called a ham radio license. Since my retirement, it has expired, but have you ever wondered why they call it ham radio? Well, regardless, I'm gonna tell you. At the turn of the century, the term ham was used by professional landline telegraphers as an insult for ham-fisted or ham-handed operators with poor Morse code skills, and disreputable telegraph schools were described as ham factories. By the 1920s, amateur operators proudly embraced the term, and it's still with us today, even though since 2007, knowledge of Morse code is no longer a requirement for any amateur radio license. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about pork products.
Short note, 3 weeks ago, I was sick and was about to die. I had a stomach trouble from missing my meals, diabetes all in my side. Dr. Hay came and he felt of my pulse and sat down on my bed. And just by the time when mother walked in, this is the word he said. You need some pork chop and some pork and beans to greet it some 3 times a day. If it had been 23 weeks ago, that boy'd been well today. Well, the man is sick and about to die. Just mix him up some sweet potato pie. Here's the voice of a pork chop man. Come on to me and rest, I mean. Come on to me and rest, yeah. Short note 3 weeks ago, I was sick and was about to die. Had some stuff from missing my meal, diabetes all in my side. Doctor came in the belt of my pups and sit down on my bed. And just by the time when mother walking, this is the word he said. And need some pork chop bullets and some pork and beans to grease his tongue 3 times a day. If it had been 3 weeks ago, that boy would have been well today. When a man is sick, first to die, just mix him up some sweet potato pie. Here's the voice of folk chopping. Come on to me and rest, I mean, come on to me and rest.
stuff. Last played in 2007, Johnny Dunn's original Jazz Hounds, as Johnny Dunn and his band with Hammond Eggs, on Columbia 14358D, made March 18, 1928. Jelly Roll Morton wrote Hammond Eggs and played piano on that recording. Usually, when you hear Billy Jones on this program, it's as half of the Happiness Boys, with Ernie Hare. But this time you heard British pianist Billy Jones. He's famous for replacing J. Russell Robinson as pianist with the original Dixieland Jazz Band when they were in residence at the Hammersmith Palais de Danse in London when Robinson returned to New York to work for W.C. Handy. He recorded 9 sides with the ODJB before they went back to the U.S. Other than that, he recorded only a pair of sides for Parlophone with his own Dixieland band and 4 piano solos for Decca in October of 1945, which were never issued. We heard one of them, his composition, Pork and Greens. I last played Pork Chop Blues by Leothis Green in 2007, but we started the set with the two Charlies, Charlie Jordan and Charlie Manson, not that one, the other one, with their rendition of Pork Chop Blues, recorded April 10, 1936, on ARC 60961. Avalon Harbor and the town of Avalon on Catalina Island were named in 1887 by Etta Whitney, sister-in-law of developer George Chateau, who had considered naming it Chateauville after himself. I think he made a wise decision in choosing Avalon. I found my love in Chateauville. Just doesn't have the same musical appeal. Anyway, in the 1890s, well before the city of Avalon was incorporated in 1913, the harbor front was called Tent City or Rag City. Why? Because every summer, hundreds of canvas tents were put up on the waterfront by vacationers. Since I recently had a tent segment, here are a couple of rapidly rotating rag-related records not heard on the show before. Thank you.
music teachers, music preachers, here's a song for you. Every kiddy knows this ditty, and you know it too. Don't be guessing, it's a lesson, and it's something new. It won't take long to learn this song. Now here's just what you do. You've heard chopsticks, plain old chopsticks, played by every kid. It may sound strange, but times have changed. Here's something that I did. I took a chop and took a stick and shook them in a bag. And when I finished with a trick, I found I had a rag. First you play this strain, try it once again, and you'll find you have a sweet refrain. Then it goes like this, and it goes like that. If you follow me, you won't go flat. Chopsticks, ragtime chopsticks, with two fingers just like fiddlesticks. Tick, 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 like a clock tick. It's an easy trick. Hollers, let him go. The rest of the words I don't know. With two fingers, just like fiddlesticks. Tick, 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 like a clock tick. It's an easy trick. Ragging the chopsticks, it's got the kick.
Arthur Fields with a fun record, Ragging the Chopsticks, composed by Abe Frankel, and Archie Gottler, with Gottler also writing the lyric. Edison Diamond Disc 50584 was made June 10, 1919. Before that, the six Brown brothers, Alec, Fred, Tom, Vern, William, and honorary brother Harry Fink, with Down Home Rag. They tried it on June 25, 1919 with no luck, but were back in the studio on July 8th with Take 5 of 5, issued on Victor 17834. Wilbur Sweatman wrote Down Home Rag and recorded it for Emerson as a clarinet solo in 1916. We started this ragged set with Vessel Osman and his composition, A Bunch of Rags. That October 5, 1908 recording was issued on Victor 16667. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. You know what we haven't had in a while? That's right, a vocabulary lesson. This week's word is aicmophobia, A-I-C-H-M-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. Aicmophobia is an intense, irrational, and persistent fear of sharp or pointed objects in general, such as needles, knives, scissors, or pencils. Trypanophobia, on the other hand, is the specific fear of injections or needles in a medical setting. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about some sharp things.
Needles and Pins, sung by Edward M. Favor, Edison Records.
One day upon the street, a wife beat hubby black and blue. You wouldn't give a nickel for his nips when she got through. I asked somebody who the little henpecked man could be. He said, why, that's the man who wrote No Wedding Bells for Me. Needles and pins, needles and pins. When a man marries, his trouble begins. She grabbed his cauliflower ear. Cried, come, he answered, yes, my dear. Oh, what a chump a man can be. Great sins, no married life for me. This cake you baked is fierce, said Nag. His wife gave him a look. See here, she yelled, do you think you got married to a cook? Get up, John, go downstairs, we're being robbed. That night she cried. Do you think that you married a policeman? He replied, needles and pins, needles and pins. When a man marries, his trouble begins. She cried, oh, everything they'll take. John said, I'll bet they'll leave the cake. Oh, what a chump poor man can be. Great sins, no married life for me. Oh, what a laugh we must be to these dukes and counts and earls who come here and get married to our wealthy Yankee girls. The highest bidder gets one, papa buys him, as it were. When they go back, he spends a coin on everyone but her. Needles and pins, needles and pins. When a girl marries, her trouble begins. Of works, they have a mortal fear. We call them hobos over here. Oh, what a chump a girl can be. Great things they take them, C-O-D.
Thank you.
The sound at the very end of that record is not surface noise, but the sound of Joe grinding his scissors. That's the Virginians, under the direction of Ross Gorman, with Scissor Grinder Joe, written by Haven Gillespie and S.T. Stocco. Victor 19292 was recorded March 10, 1924, and was preceded by Johnny Dodd's orchestra with Pencil Papa, written by Lil Hardin. That's from Victor V38038, made January 16, 1929. We started the set with Needles and Pins, written by J. Fred Helf. And, of course, you'll remember that the J stands for John. That recording is from Edison 2-Minute Gold Molded Cylinder number 9867, made around May of 1908. I'd tell you that the singer was Edward M. Favor, but longtime Edison announcer Edward Meeker already told you. A few months after this, Favor also recorded Needles and Pins for Xenophone.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on rapidly rotating records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
You know what else we haven't played in a while? That's right, One Thing in Common. That's where we play a set of rapidly rotating records which seemingly have nothing whatsoever to do with each other, yet have one thing in common. See if you can figure out the common thread.
Outside she's just as soft as silk, but socially she's hard as nails. She's just a gal who hates the mail. And when she's nasty, oh, when she's nasty, she's about as sweet as sour milk. Nothing she likes better than feeding poison food to a man. They call her hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Talk of your cold refrigerating mama, brother, she's a polar bear's pajamas. To tease them, to thrill them, to torture and to kill them, and hurty like they say. An evening spent with Hannah sitting on your knees is like traveling through Alaska in your BBDs. She's hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, G.A.
this country is coming to. I sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day. Nothing to eat, no place to sleep. All night long, folks walking the street. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Saw a man this morning walking down the street in his BVDs, no shoes on his feet. You ought to see the women curving in the flat. I could hear him saying, what kind of man is that? Doggone, I mean the panic is on. All the landlords done raised the rent. Folks that ain't broke is badly bent. Where they get dough from, goodness knows. But if they don't produce it in the street, they goes. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Some play the numbers, some read your mind. They all got a racket of some kind. Some trimming cones off of people's feet. They got to do something to make ends meet. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Some women are selling apples, some selling pies, some selling gin and rye. Some selling socks to support their man. In fact, some are selling everything they can. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Upon my clothes and everything, on my jewelry, watching my ring, on my razor and my gun. So if luck don't change, there'll be some stealing done. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Old probation ruined everything. That's why I'm forced to sing. Here's one thing I want you all to hear. Until they bring back light wine, gin and beer. Doggone, the panic will be on.
We started this edition of One Thing in Common with Marjorie Royce and her rendition of Hard-Hearted Hannah, written by Charles Bates, Bob Bigelow, Jack Yellen, and Milton Ager. That was recorded September 15, 1924, but went unissued. We ended with Hezekiah Jenkins with his tune and his guitar on The Panic Is On. Columbia 14585 was recorded January 16, 1931, and it resonates at least as strongly today as it did back then in the midst of the Great Depression. In between, we heard the original Honey Drippers with Roosevelt Sykes providing the vocal and playing piano on that recording on Victor 202658, made in Chicago on February 5, 1947. The title of that song, BVD Blues, gives away the one thing in common, which is that all three mention BVDs in the lyrics. BVD was founded in 1876 in New York by Joseph W. Bradley, Luther C. Voorhees, and Lyman H. Day as a manufacturer of women's garments, but became best known for men's union suits, underwear, and swimwear. Fun fact, Olympian Johnny Weissmuller famously wore BVD swimwear, and one of the company's advertising slogans was, "Next to myself, I like BVD best." The company was sold a number of times and is currently owned by Berkshire Hathaway via Fruit of the Loom. And thanks for playing One Thing in Common.
One Thing in Common.
I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.